Monday, happy days. Tuesday, Wednesday, happy days. Thursday, Friday, happy days. The weekend comes, my cycle hums, ready to race to you.
She is America's most popular mom. Marion Ross is on the phone with us. This is such an honor, Marion. It is so good to talk to you, and thank you for all the entertainment. You know, what I did was open up the phone lines, and people guessed, and you received more guesses than anyone else, which confirms the poll that you are our favorite mom. Happy Mother's Day.
Oh, thank you so much, darling. Here I am. I call my house Happy Days Farm, and I'm here with my children. You know, my daughter's a writer on Friends. My son is an actor, and we're all just having a wonderful time here.
And you're taking time out to talk to me? Oh, my gosh. Yes,
I am, because we just finished eating. Okay. Now they're going to go and start a whole bunch of games.
Oh, really? So what happens at Mom's Day at your house? What kind of games? Can you tell us on the radio what kind of games these are?
Well, we have a bocce court, and that takes quite a bit of effort, the bocce court.
Uh-huh.
Then, on top of all that, because I'm a rich kid now, so now I have a tennis court.
Wow!
So we have taught the grandchildren how, and they're like 9 and 10 years old. They know how to play tennis, and so we got tennis, we got bocce, we got a field. We can play baseball. Because, you know, I was on Happy Days, I was a good ball player.
Uh-huh. I remember that. So, Mrs. C, I hope it's okay that I call you that. Did you learn anything from playing a role? I mean, this wasn't Marion Ross. This was Mrs. Cunningham. But from playing that role, did you learn anything about being a mom?
About being what?
A mom. And you were certainly an amazing mom on the show.
Yes, because at home I was a pretty crabby mom, On the show, I was really nice. I was so sweet. Yes, I was. So it was nice. Because Tom Bosley was the crabby one, you know.
Well, he was crabby on the show, but from what I've read, he was crabby off the show, too, pretty much.
And he was, too. Right. God bless him. Yeah.
But you became good friends, as it turns out. Now, one of the questions we have from a listener, and I've got several here from listeners, how did you put up with Potsy? Steve wants to know that.
Oh, Potsy. For some reason, Potsy was the brunt of the joke so many times because he just wasn't as quick as everybody. So he was always getting the bunt end of the joke, you know?
Yeah. So another question from a listener, did you have any idea when the show began that the breakout star would not be Ronnie Howard or Tom Bosley, it would be Henry Winkler?
Never, never, never in 100 years. Can you believe that? But Henry Winkler walked off with that show in his pocket and never gave it up and just became such a big star. And he's one of my best friends in the whole wide world. What a wonderful guy he is.
Now, you are, for those who don't know, you are certainly an acclaimed actress. And you're one of those folks, one of the few folks in Hollywood, frankly, that can remember? I hope it's okay if I say that, but you're over 90 years of age.
I am. Do you know how old I am? I'm 92 and a half.
Way. Excellent. Happy.
I am.
Happy. That is amazing, you know. And you remember people that, you know, these classic names. Not only do you remember, you knew them and you worked with them making movies and then became a star on television. Funny how the way things work out. Can you tell me the Sandra Gould story?
Oh, my goodness, Sandra Gould. Sandra Gould, I had this small part on Airport, and we were all passengers on the airplane, and Sandra had me come to her house for supper, and the casting woman said, you would be very good as one of the passengers on the plane. It was almost insignificant. But, wow, I love being on airport, right. And it was, I've just had a fabulous career. I've worked with Clark Gable, and I'm trying to think of all the great stars.
Let me back up a couple steps here, and we'll take the story step by step. So Sandra Gould, for those who don't know, you might remember her as a Gladys Kravitz on Bewitched.
Yes.
You're right. There were two Gladys Kravitz. She was one of the two. She was on lots of sitcoms in from the 1950s. I think her first might have been I Love Lucy, all the way out through her career. Sadly, she passed away early. But here is this character actress that said, come on over, have dinner. You were in a movie that you didn't want to be in because there was no speaking role for you, but you took the part, despite your film career before that, you took the part, and look what happened. Did you ever think that you would be this huge, ginormous name from television?
No, I didn't, because it was so embarrassing to have this part. I mean, they said, you're going to be on the airplane. You're going to be in airport, okay, and everybody dies on the plane, you know. And I said, I would love to do that. And because of that, I met Sandra Gould, and she turned out to be a fantastic friend. Then I did a show called Brooklyn Bridge. Did you ever see Brooklyn Bridge?
I did not. Tell me about it.
No, well, I played. Of all things, I played a Jewish Polish grandmother.
Oi.
It was wonderful. It was very important to me to be in that show. We did that at Paramount.
Tell me about Clark Gable.
Oh my God, Clark Gable. He said, "I played his secretary," and I said to him, what shall I call you? You know, I can't call you Clark. I can't call you Mr. Gable. He said, you, my dear, may not get to call me anything, you know. But of all the movie stars that I've met, the great men, male movie stars, he held his aura more than anybody that I ever met. Very masculine and dramatic and attractive. Wow, really something.
Did you ever meet Carol Lombard, who he was at one time married to?
No, I never met Carol Lombard.
Yeah, that was.
And she was killed. She was killed in an airplane.
In an airplane accident. Tragic. Yeah, she was a great, great comedian of her day way back when. When it comes to television comedians, and you're watching retrospectives, there's no retrospective that doesn't cover Mrs. Cunningham. We've got her here. America's favorite mom, 312-981-7200. If you want to talk with Marion Ross. Marion, can you hold on through some of these things that we have to do that we call commercials?
All right.
Thank you very much. It's exciting to talk to Marion Ross. It really is. This is so much fun. Happy Mother's Day to all of you, especially to Marion Ross, America's favorite TV mom, is right here on the radio. We have a whole lot of people who want to. What was that?
I want to ask you so many questions. Do you know that I'm from Minnesota?
Yes, I do. In fact, there is a town. Oh, my gosh. What's the name of this town? There's a little town.
Albert Lee.
Yes. And there's a street. Isn't there a street name for you there?
There is a right in front of the theater. And the Marion Ross Theater is there. And I'm going home just before the 4th of July. And it's just thrilling for me to go and have this whole town. It's a beautiful town right on the lake. When I was a kid, I was in that water all the time. Junior lifeguard, you know? Wow.
You were a junior lifeguard. You never made it to a lifeguard?
Well, because by the time I got to be like 16, I got to Theater Arts Magazine, and I somehow got connected to a school in Minneapolis. And so I left Albert Lea and went up to Minneapolis so I could take drama lessons at the MacPhail School of Music and Drama. My mother was a Canadian, and she was very enterprising and was always encouraging me to follow all my dreams.
Oh, well, that's how you made it. Well, that and talent, so you were able. Do you know Bryceland, Minnesota?
No, I don't know that word.
Oh, so it's a little town that isn't far from where you are from. And I have a good friend who lives there, and when she heard I was interviewing you, she knew about the celebration that they're going to have for you, and it's wonderful, and you have a street name for you. I have an alley named for me. It's not quite the same, but...
Well, it's good. Are there nice lots of trash cans and things like that in your alley?
Lots of rats, yes, yes. Peggy wants to talk and is now talking to Marion Ross. You're on WGN. Hi, Peggy.
Hi. Hi, Marion. Very nice to talk to you. Always loved Happy Days.
All right, Becky.
I did want to say, I'm not sure if a lot of people know this, but I remember seeing you as the doctor of the Brady Bunch. You were the girls' doctor.
That's right. I played the doctor.
Right. Was it fun playing on with the Brady family?
I'm so glad you remembered, darling.
Was it fun? She wants to know if it was fun playing with the Brady family.
It was very quick, because my Happy Days family was my favorite family, of course.
Yes.
And
of course.
My son, and my son was on the show one time. My daughter was on the show one time.
Really?
Every one of us. We all somehow worked our kids into the show, you know. And, you know, my son is an actor. Jim, I'll give you his name. My son is Jim Meskimen. Meskimen, Meskimen. And my daughter was a writer, and she was a writer on Friends, of all things. So my kids have turned out really good.
Of course they did. You're a great mom. We know that. We watch TV. Peggy,
yeah.
Thank you so much.
Happy Mother's Day.
Happy Mother's Day to you, Peggy,
darling.
As well. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. So tell me about My Happy Days, Happy and Otherwise.
Yes, I want you to go out and buy my book. Okay, My Days, Happy and Not So Much. and it's quick. And, you know, everybody in the cast wrote an extra chapter near the end of the book. So the Fonz did, and Ron Howard did, and Anson and Donnie Most, everybody. It was just wonderful.
And Gary Marshall, and that was the last time, I believe, that Gary Marshall really, if you're participating in a book in a very public way, you're public, and that was the last time he did anything, I understand.
Right, because Gary Marshall has passed away.
Yeah.
It's amazing how many of us, and Tom Bosley has passed away.
Yeah.
And the Fonz is very busy. He's got a new show. Henry Winkler has a new show. Do you see that show?
I did not. What do you know the name of the show?
No, what a good question.
Well, let's Google and find out. We'll find out where Henry Winkler is and what he's...
Yeah, right.
Yeah,
right.
We can find that out. So what are you doing, Marion Ross? You're 92 years young. You're talking, and thank you again for taking time out on your Mother's Day to talk with us, of all people.
Yeah, My kids are up there playing tennis. Isn't this fantastic? And I'm fortunate to be still ambulatory and pretty smart still. But it's so wonderful to not have to work anymore. Do you know that? Because I don't care. I don't care.
Well, that makes it even nicer that you are talking to us. Your daughter, I think, participated in the book, My Days, Happy and Otherwise. You mentioned what your son and daughter are doing. Here's what I want from you. Secrets
yes.
to being, just between us, secrets.
secrets.
Secrets to being a good mom.
I think they don't want to admit what a tough mother I was because... I was so nice at work, you know. I had, Mrs. C was such a sweet person.
Yes.
So when I would get home, I would come home from the studio after having been an angel and stand in the front door and scream, "Out! Everybody out! Out! Out!" little kids would just fly out of their because obviously I was in a bad mood, you know. So
you weren't always very patient.
No. None of us is very patient, but you do learn it from showbiz, don't you? Huh?
Yeah. Well, Marion Ross, you've had and continue to have an amazing career, an impact on so many generations who are still watching Happy Days, right? In reruns and reruns and reruns and all over the world. It's not just America. Your impact is considerable on television and on all of us. Thank you so much for taking time out on Mother's Day. I will say the name of the book again. I cannot say it enough. My Days, Happy and Otherwise by Marion Ross. Thank you so much.
Thank you, darling. Thank you. I think they'll enjoy reading it.
I think you are right. Thank you so much. And as Marion Ross said, you have all the members of the Happy Day cast that participated one way or another in the book, which I looked at. Marion Ross, an amazing. I mean, it's great to talk to these Hollywood legends who remember people like Clark Gable, you know, and worked right next to him or co-starred with Claudette Colbert. And, you know, it's just wonderful to hear those stories.